Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, your sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Tet Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Dalit. We're starting in Amud Aleph, about halfway down in the two dots. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says, Moisar Nazir L'Nedova. Someone has extra money they put for Nazir. That money goes to Nedova. That money goes as a donation to Beis Hamikdash, becomes Hegdash, and you use the money for Oilo, meaning you treat it like any other Chatos. And Nazir brings three Korbanos, an Oilo, a Shlamim, and a Chatos. So if the last Korban is a Chatos, meaning in this money that he has, it was the last thing that was used was Chatos, so the leftover money is money that belonged to Chatos. Because he used the money for the oilah, for the shlomim, the leftover is chatos. He used it for chatos, now he has more money. So then you treat it like any other chatos, and the money goes to the dova. Avaim kovu shlomim basoif, but if he was makiv the chatos, the last money that was left was used for shlomim, and then he had extra moisture on shlomim. The extra money will be shlomim. Because the money that's left over from Nazi not always is chatos. It depends if it's the extra money of chatos or the extra money of shlomim. That's the sheet of Rav Chisda. Omar Zeiro, afilu krovish korvu shlomim basoif, halocha chasi ben nozesh te moichu nedovo. Rav Zeiro argues, and he says, that regardless what's the last korban, always extra money of nozir goes to the dova. Sadim umastiso beseyad ledin, umastiso beseyad ledin. We have a braiso, like Rav Chisda, and we have a braiso like Zeiro. Mastiso beseyad Rav Zeiro, eilu em mohes tumim. He has money that was not specified which korban it goes to for a nazir. What is it? As long that there is money there that belongs to chatos. And even if he took away the money of the chatos, meaning mesos means that the owner died, and usually you kill the chatos, but in this case you don't, because by nazir you don't say to kill the chatos. So it's called chatos mesos. So even if you took away the money of the chatos, still considered to be a mois that was not specified for a korban, and the leftovers goes to the dava. Meaning, it treated the same way, even though you took away the chatos from the money. So you see clearly, like Zeiro, that even though chatos is not here anymore, it's still treated the same way. A nazir said, this money goes for my chatos, and the rest of the money goes for the other korbanos, for the oil and shlomim. The meis, and this nazir died, moyalim bikulum v'moyalim b'miktsosom. The din is the din of me'ilah. Me'ilah is that someone enjoys hegdish. He has to pay for it and bring a korban. That's only in a kotche kadoshim, not in kotchim kalim. Oilo is called kotche kadoshim. It's a higher level of gedusha. You have a din of me'ilah. Shlomim is not a kotche kadoshim. It doesn't have a din of me'ilah. So if I have your money that is designated for the oil and shlomi of the nazir, because the chatos is already used, so if he used all the money, so for sure he used the money of the oil, and he has a din of me'ilah. If he used only a portion of the money, maybe that's the money of the shlomi, and there's no me'ilah. That's a moralim b'chulon v'in moralim b'miktsosa. V'lo yomah yimei siplu nandova. Meaning the Gemara says, if you say that once the nazir died, all the money that's left over will go to Nedova, which is Oilo. That means all this money is really an Oilo. So you see from here, once you remove the Chatas from here, the leftover doesn't go to Nedova. It goes, half of it goes to Oilo, and half of it goes to Shlomi. That's like Rav Chisda. That the extra money of Nazir not necessarily goes to Nedova. The Nazir needs to bring bread with his carbon. If there's leftover bread, what do you do with it? You let it spoil, let it rot. Because there's nothing you can do with it. Explains the Gemara, that makes sense. Can't be marked on its own. The bread doesn't come on its own, only with a korban. So you wouldn't bring it for another nazir? Every nazir has lechem with it. So you don't. He's not going to use a lechem which is left over for somebody else. Therefore, you have to say, Moisa lach v'shal nazir, the extra bread of the nazir gets spoiled. So the more sabi, remember, they thought, who moisa lachmo, who moisa nesachov. The same thing you have with the extra bread will be with the extra wine. Meaning the Nesachim have a din of Kotcha Kadoshim, and Kotcha Kadoshim has a din that always goes to Nedova, like Chatos. Says the Gemara, this is Reisi Baraboyin that says that we treat Kotcha Kadoshim like Chatos. All Kotcha Kadoshim have a din of Chatos that goes to Nedova. He holds that Shmuel, Verevchio, Verablozo, Shloshto, Omru Dover Echot. All three of them agree to this concept. We're using the Gears of Reb Chaim, which is based on the Gro. Reb Chio and Ocho. Reb Reisi Baraboyin, who said this idea, said in the name of Reb Chio. So Reb Chio is the one who says that the extra Nesachim goes to Nedova. Shmuel, what is Shmuel? Tomei Reb Reisi Adahano Taman, when I was still there in Bavel, Shamis Kal Yehuda Shol Shmuel, I heard of Yehuda asking Shmuel, Hefri Shikli Vimeis, he puts his shekel aside, Hatzel HaShekel, and he died. What are you going to do with it? Omer Leiplu Nedova. Because it's Kotcha Kadoshim, you give it to the Dova. So you see the Kotcha Kadoshim goes to the Dova like Chatos. Ablozo, what's Ablozo? Because he said, Moisa Asir Seif HaShaloi. The Asir Seif, which is the Mincha, the Kohen Gadol brings every day. What do you do with that extra? So, Rabbi Yochanan says, you have to throw it away. You can't use it. Ablozo, he put it in the Dova. Ablozo said, no, you can put it in the Dova. Why? Because he also agrees with the Shita that any Kotcha Kadoshim has a din like Chatos. So if you have extra, it goes to Nedava, which means it goes to Karbonos Oilo, Lekaitz Mizbech, on the Mizbech that has nothing else going on it. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shkolim Daf Tet Zayin.